Andante Favori, or Favorite Andante, here on KPR by Beethoven. That was Vladimir Ashkenazy at the piano. Good morning. I hope you are all doing really, really well this morning and enjoying the pitter-patter of rain. We have a little bit of lightning and thunder, but nothing too serious. I thought that would be a soothing, calm opener. Now you're all probably put back to sleep and you just want to go back to bed in the cozy rain, but no, you mustn't. You must stay awake for all the great music I have this hour. I've got a Mozart piano concerto and some Schubert dances coming up. You know, Thursday is my birthday, and speaking of Beethoven, that means there's going to be a bunch of Beethoven on Thursday morning. Indeed. I'm calling it the Special Destiny Birthday Show, where you all will indulge me playing some of my favorite classical music. Baroque lovers, rejoice next hour. Lots of Baroque music, and we will hear from Trilla Ray Carter from Kansas City Baroque Consortium about their concerts. For now, let's dive into five German dances by Schubert. Beethoven and Mozart wrote quite a few, but Schubert, like ice cream, did too. This music is like ice cream. Here is Vladimir Spivakov with the Moscow Virtuosi, Schubert's five German dances on Kansas Public Radio. Wow, I was just so moved by the music that I couldn't even speak. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Schubert's five German dances, Vladimir Spivakov and the Moscow Virtuosi. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. Alrighty, I've got Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 12 for you with Jeffrey Tate and the English Chamber Orchestra. The pianist, Mitsuko Uchida. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 12 here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeffrey Tate, the English Chamber Orchestra, and Mitsuko Uchida playing the piano. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me this morning. I will be joined next hour by Trilla Ray Carter, talking all things Baroque. Baroque lovers, rejoice. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR with Matthew Algio from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More info available at lmh.org/orthokansas. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu. It is 10:01. NPR News is up next, and then I will be back here on Kansas Public Radio with more classical music for you.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Can also help protect against heat exhaustion. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up about 300 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. You can learn more at fjc.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. L- Leroy Anderson's Trumpeter's Lullaby here on KPR, William Sullivan on trumpet with the Utah Symphony Orchestra and Maurice Abravanel. I am Destiny on this rainy morning. We are opening each hour with a little bit of a lullaby. We are going to go all the way back in time, long before Leroy Anderson, and I've got a lovely trumpet fanfare that I thought would be perfect to announce Trilla Ray Carter and Kansas City Baroque Consortium. So you are going to hear that, and then right after that, we will launch into Carlo Tesserini's Overture from La Stravaganza, and we will talk all about Baroque music and a wonderful program that's coming to a town near you, shall we say. Here we go on KPR. That was Academy for Ancient Music Berlin playing Carlo Tesserini's Overture from La Stravaganza, Baroque music that you can hear live and in person. You all know how much I love live music. With Trilla Ray Carter and the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Hello, Trilla. I am joined in studio.
Good morning. So happy to be here with you.
Yes, indeed. So happy you are here. You are here to talk to us about your awesome concerts you have coming up. You've got three, and it's great for the summer because there aren't a lot of concerts in the summer. So
one of the main reasons that I, when I established the ensemble and our performance schedule, we're all freelance musicians in town anyway, so it's nicer to do something in the summer where we're not as busy.
Yeah.
Also, there's not as much competition for audiences.
Right.
So you have less excuse.
Exactly.
Right, to not come. Yeah. So come and hear us.
Absolutely. So your first concert is at St. Paul's Episcopal, and that's downtown KC Mo. So you've got three concerts, but there's two of each.
That's right.
I got that right. Okay.
That's right.
So the first one's this Friday.
This Friday, June 19th at St. Paul's. That's at 40th and Main. I know parking is always a question.
Yeah.
Parking is pretty good there. I would allow a little extra time just because FIFA is in town.
Oh, right.
And all there's no major events happening on that day. I double checked when I made the schedule.
Yeah.
You might just allow a little extra time getting into Midtown for that. But it's going to be, it's such a beautiful church
and
a beautiful space to play. So that's at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. The Sunday concerts are always held at Gloria Day in the Northland.
Okay.
So this is I-29 and Northwest 72nd Street. It's in that area of the Northland. And we did the Northland because I often hear from my audience, oh, the concert's north of the river. And if you're south of the river, like, oh, we have to go north of it. And then my north of the river patrons like, oh, all your concerts are south of the river.
Okay.
So last year, we decided, let's give it a try. And they were so popular.
Oh, good.
And had such a great turnout. So they are now a permanent fixture of our summer series.
That is great. So every Sunday concerts at Gloria Day, and those are all at 3 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And they have pre-concert talks with, you said, Eric Williams, who also does program notes, which is nice. I love program notes.
Yes, and he plays in the ensemble as well as a violinist.
Oh, nice. So he's really invested.
Very much so.
So your first concert, you've got some Tesserini on it, and I was hoping you could tell us, also, everyone loves Vivaldi's Summer.
I know.
Good choice. I mean, you could tell us a little bit about why Kansas City Baroque Consortium. And I would love our listeners to know that, you know, back in the day, instruments were not the same as they are today. And you are actually playing concerts on those old instruments in that style, which is very unique and awesome.
That's right. We refer to this as historically informed performance, which is a little, you know, it might be a little nose twitching to hear that, but it's literally we're taking the research that was done, especially beginning in the mid 1900s, where they really started delving into the history of old music, and especially in the Baroque era. And it took a lot of research. A lot of things were lost. A lot of things were buried. A lot of things were dismissed. Because music was changing and our styles were changing. Yeah. Composers were writing differently. So that drove changes to the instruments as we knew them in the Baroque era.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing as Baroque specialists is we're playing on instruments either from the era or modern instruments that are made in the style of the Baroque era. So, without getting into too many details, because I could go on and on
it's
about
this. It's fascinating.
We're on gut strings.
Cat gut, but not...
But not cat gut. Your cats are safe with us.
I had to make sure our listeners know that I love cats.
That's right, and I have two of my own.
Isn't it German for sheep?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Right, exactly. So we're using gut made from either sheep, ram. Nowadays, it's often cow.
Okay.
So our strings are literally, they're raw gut.
That's fascinating.
The bigger strings have a silver wrapping to them. That way they don't have to be a gigantic round piece of gut to play on. Our bows are shaped differently.
Right.
These are shaped like in the original, very earliest pictures where it's like a bow and arrow.
Yes.
It's that shape. That was even from the ancient Chinese, their original bows on their instruments were shaped that way.
So
we started there.
Yeah. And we're like the opposite now. It's the other way.
That's right. And all of those changes were driven by the composer's musical writing and the changes of the style.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. Wow, you know a lot. I love it. Oh, it'd be so fun to talk all about this. Now, what's interesting, we were talking about with more modern instruments, weather is always an issue because there's wood, but with your instruments with the gut strings, it's just so hard. They're so touchy with any kind of humidity change, or it's very challenging.
It is very challenging.
It is.
So if you come to our concerts and you're new to us, you'll notice that we tune frequently.
That's good.
We've gotten really good at it and we're really fast at it, but we do have to adjust our strings frequently during the concert. If there are lights, that warms things up, that can change. If it's humid, that's a big issue for our gut strings. But we adapt to it because there is such a special sound that is created with the gut strings and the Baroque bows on these instruments. It is a very special sonic world that I want to invite you to come and experience.
Yes, and I want our listeners to know that it's no easy task to play in this style. When I have to tune multiple times, my hand hurts. So I'm like, wow, you guys really have to have strong hands.
And really good pegs.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yes, definitely. So if you want to see this in person, I know you do, because I always tell you, I love playing music on the radio, but in-person music is just so special. And like you said, a sonic world of sound that surrounds you. Summer Music, Concert 1, June 19th. That's this Friday, 7:30 p.m., St. Paul's Episcopal. With a pre-concert talk, and then June 21st, a Sunday at 3 at Gloria Day. People can find out about tickets and all information, everything that we're talking about this morning. I'll say this a few times. It's kcbaroque.org, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and Baroque is spelled B-A-R-O-Q-U-E. Thank you. I can spell. Now, concert 2, this one, you're doing an entire work by Pergolesi, right?
Yes, the Stabat Mater.
It's so gorgeous.
It is. I think it's one of my top 10 for sure. This is our 10th year doing a season concert, a summer season concert. And one of our very earliest concerts would have been in 2010 or 11. We weren't formed as a nonprofit, so we weren't doing a regular concert series, but we did the Pergolesi at Our Lady of Sorrows. Our beautiful gem of a church with beautiful Italianate decoration on the interior and amazing acoustics. And a huge parking space right there at Hallmark headquarters, or the former Hallmark headquarters. And in spite of the fact that the new sports complex is going in, they're saving Our Lady of Sorrows.
Good.
So it will still be there, hopefully forever.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful space.
I could only imagine experiencing that. That concert is Friday, July 24th at 7:30 at Our Lady of Sorrows. Speaking of Stabat Mater, I have the Dolorosa from that for our listeners to hear right now, just so they can get a taste of how beautiful it is, and then we'll come back and chat more. Sound good?
Okay. Great.
Here we go on Kansas Public Radio. The Stabat Mater from Pergolesi here on Kansas Public Radio. the Dolorosa, excusez-moi, from the Sabbat Modern. Not the whole thing, but you can hear the whole thing, the whole entire thing, on July 24th at 7:30 p.m. with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. They've got three concerts this summer, two of each. The first one this Friday at 7:30 and then Sunday at 3. I am here with Trilla Ray Carter. And you were telling me you've got some great soloists for this particular concert in July, right?
Yes, coming up in July for the Stabat Mater, we have Jay Carter, countertenor, locally based, remarkable career in early music, lots of recognition from major early music ensembles across the U.S. and Europe. And of course, Jay has performed with us a lot. We do a lot of collaborations together. So it's a long, long time friendship. And Hannah DePriest, soprano, who grew up in St. Joe, attended Jewel. I met her when I was teaching at Jewel, and we did our first Gems Fest up there for any of you who have been around that long, the Jewel Early Music Summer Festival. She was introduced to the concepts of early music there. And went on to create an amazing career. She's now being featured as leading performer in the Boston Early Music Festival. She's had several leads, very, very active. She's just a wonderful human being and such a beautiful soprano. So it's going to be a really magical connection, I think, between Jay and Hannah on these solo works for the solo pieces for the Pergolesi.
Love it. Love it. Love it. KCBaroque.org. They're on Facebook and Instagram. You can find out all the information because we are talking about three separate concerts with two each and some different places, some same places. So I would highly encourage you to check it out, kcbaroque.org. Tell us about your third concert of this season. You're playing, I always tell people when there's something that they've, if they've ever played Suzuki growing up as a kid, La Folia, a version of that was in a Suzuki book, but you were playing the real version, where it's from, right?
That's right. Well, Corelli wrote it originally as a violin concerto. It's got a repeating bass line, which is the La Folia part. Mm-hmm. And La Folia actually translates as madness or insanity or folly. It's a little bit craziness, and it's sort of this incessantly repeating bass line with a whole series of wonderful variations written over it. Now, so Corelli wrote it originally for violin and harpsichord probably, which we'll have harpsichords at our concerts. Don't miss that.
Oh, I love the harpsichord. It's so, how many? You have more than one?
Well, we have a harpsichord at each one. First concert, third concert, middle concert is on a portative organ, a small organ for that performance.
That's great.
But the work that we're doing is Corelli's work expanded by Gemignani into a concerto grosso style. So this is for a large string ensemble. We'll have probably 15 string players joining us for this.
Oh, wow.
So it is fantastic. Yeah. It opens the program, and it's worth coming just for that. But you'll be thrilled at what you hear that follows.
Ooh, what follows? Tell us.
Oh, let's see. Let me pull up my list here.
I know. We've got a great list of music here. Oh, Telemann.
We've got Telemann. Now, he's not an Italian. The entire summer season, Barocco Italiano.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about the Italian Baroque music. Telemann, he's German, but the Italians were so influential that the Germans and the Austrians and the English and even a little of the French, but they probably wouldn't admit it, were highly influenced by what the Italians were doing in the Baroque era. So, so
they tried to get in on it.
They tried to get on it. And Telemann, absolutely. And that will feature Tess Roberts on the Viola da Gamba in a concerto that represents sort of the Italian influence on Telemann's writing.
I love that. Now, I also see here there's going to be something by recorder. And what I think is great is for every poor person that had to learn recorder in kindergarten and squawk at their parents, you can come and hear how a recorder actually can sound, and, right?
Oh, my goodness. Do you have to come hear Trevor Stewart play this? This is probably one of the most difficult recorder concertos ever written.
Wow.
He's agreed to take it on. He's a local player. He plays clarinet. He's been playing in the symphony for the last 2.5 years or so as sort of almost a permanent sub in the clarinet doing acting principal position.
I know who that is. He plays the recorder too?
He does.
Wow.
Do we have time to tell the story how I discovered it?
Yeah.
During the pandemic, I was asked by Tadeum, Matthew Shepard, to put together an ensemble for a recording that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it required an extensive recorder part with a little solo in the middle. So it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So I called someone in St. Louis who was very well known and I'd worked with. And 2 weeks before the performance, she called and she said, "We've had a schedule change.
Oh,
we're in the middle of a pandemic. I have children and I have no one to care for the children."
Oh no.
So she pulled out. I had seen a Facebook post by Trevor during the pandemic, keeping himself sane by learning to play the recorder.
Oh, wow.
And he played a Corelli violin sonata, one movement, on the recorder and put it up on Facebook. And it was stunning.
That's amazing.
And in that moment of like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to find a recorder for this? I'm like, I'm going to call Trevor.
That's amazing.
And he agreed.
And
I'm like, you are in like Flynn. So we are featuring him on this concert, and it will be a fabulous, fabulous performance.
Wow. I really want to see that. That's great. And what timing? It was fate. It was destiny.
It was destiny.
And you've got some harpsichord sonatas. There's a concerto for four violins. I have played this before on KPR. I really like it. Concerto number 10. That sounds fun.
By Vivaldi. It's a great show ender. So it'll be a wonderful way to sort of wrap up the entire summer season of Italian Baroque.
Italian. Can you do your fun Italian accent that you did? Italiana Baroque. It was really good.
Baroque Italiano.
Yeah, it was awesome. Okay. So this particular concert, this third one here, is called Starry Skies, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to tell our audience the dates. Friday, August 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian, with a pre-concert talk at 6:15. And then again, Sunday, all the Sunday concerts are at Gloria Day Lutheran Church, 3 p.m. That's the 23rd. And then let's remind everyone about the first concert. And if you're following along at home, not in your car, don't look at your phone if you're in your car. You can look at it if you're at home. Go to kcbaroque.org, and you can find all this information. Concert 1, Summer Music. That's this Friday coming up. You're going to go home and start rehearsing, right?
That's right.
That'll be at 7:30 at St. Paul's Episcopal in downtown. Pre-concert talk at 6:15. And then Sunday, 3 p.m., Gloria Day Lutheran. And then your second concert, Stabat Mater, The Mother Stood in Sorrow, perfectly programmed at Our Lady of Sorrows. I love that. Friday, July 24th, 7:30. And again, Sunday, July 26th, 3 p.m. with Hannah DePriest and Jake Harder. And the third concert, which we just talked about. So much great music. Such a great opportunity to hear music. Is there anything else we should tell the listeners? I loved the little Baroque introduction about how it's different. Maybe we should just quickly remind them that these instruments, in case they're just joining us, are different than the modern instruments you're used to seeing, like when you go to the symphony for a concert.
That's right. So these are period instruments.
Right.
Instruments either from the period or made as they were made in the Baroque era. This means that there's a slightly different shape. We can go into that in more detail probably in the pre-concert talk. But gut strings, Baroque bows, this creates a really unique, special sound that you cannot emulate on a modern.
No.
That's why I had to go Baroque.
Yeah, I love that you found something and you just turned it into this 10 years. That's really great. So great for the community, too.
Thank you.
Trilla Ray Carter, it has been a pleasure. You are delightful. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Come back. She is of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, talking about their three concerts. Go check out the info, kcbaroque.org. We are going to take a listen to that La Folia, what you can hear on the third concert. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Martin Perlman of the Boston Baroque playing Geminiani, La Folia, here on Kansas Public Radio. Great music that you can hear live and in person with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. It was so fun having Triller Ray Carter on to talk all about that. Please check out their website at KC Baroque. They have such great music planned for this whole entire summer. I cannot wait. KCBaroque.org. All right. I have to take this opportunity to thank some of our great sponsors who keep us on the radio before we head over to listen to the news and then more music. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services, featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs, open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And University Press of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher of scholarly and regional books, serving readers in the Midwest and beyond. Information on University Press publications at kansaspress.ku.edu. And I've got one more for you. Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding for the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More at securitybenefit.com. Yes, we love all of our sponsors. They help keep all this great classical music on the airwaves and then allow for wonderful people to come in and tell us all about their music. You can help us out too if you want. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, head on over to the Classics by Request show tab and let me know something you'd like to hear. By the way, NPR is merging our playlists today, so they might not show up, but hopefully by tomorrow they will. So keep checking. This is KPR.
It may not feel like it, but right now in large parts of the U.S., it's a renter's market. The cost of rent is not going up as quickly as other expenses like gas or electricity. The reason? Supply and demand.
There's a lot of apartment buildings hitting the market all at once, and property managers are trying to fill it.
I'm Elsa Chang. We'll check in on the country's apartments on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen to us on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Yes, it seems as though the technological gremlins are afloat everywhere these last few days. NPR is merging over all of our stations' playlists, little things we tell you what the playlists are that show up in your car, so you may not be getting those today. My hope is the little gremlin bugs go away and things start to show up as normal soon. So hang in there with us. Next hour, we will be listening to some dances of all kinds on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Paris today, and Trump says another meeting could happen later. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports that Zelensky says the U.S. remains a key player in ending Russia's war on Ukraine, which has lasted more than 4 years.
G7 leaders did agree to put economic pressure on Russia so the Kremlin moves forward on a peace deal. Zelensky told reporters in a voice message that G7 leaders do not understand Russian President Vladimir Putin's continued aggression. Putin does not want to end the war, Zelensky says, but he must be forced to, primarily through sanctions. Zelensky has said Ukraine has been enacting its own sanctions on Russia by targeting the Kremlin's war machine. For months, the Ukrainian military has used its own long-range strike drones to hit oil depots and refineries. Oil is a pillar of the Russian economy. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News.
It's another election day Tuesday, and it brings another set of primary elections that will tell us how American voters are feeling about this moment in politics in their states. That includes a pair of important runoff elections in Georgia. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more.
Republican voters will decide their pick to take on incumbent Democrat John Ossoff in a high-profile general election, and they'll choose a nominee to replace outgoing Governor Brian Kemp. Over the weekend, President Trump endorsed Congressman Mike Collins for the Senate race instead of Kemp's preferred candidate, but both Trump and Kemp support the same pick in the governor's race. Also on the ballot today are runoffs in Alabama and open races in Oklahoma and D.C. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.
The former head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is taking a consulting job with a defense contractor. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
Navigators Security and Defense told NPR Todd Lyons is a senior vice president focusing on U.S. defense strategy and international security. The company says it does not engage in lobbying activities and that under federal law, Lyons cannot engage with DHS for a year. Lyons served as ICE's acting director from March 2025 until last month. During his tenure, ICE agents carried out some of the Trump administration's most aggressive immigration enforcement operations in Chicago and Minneapolis. Lyons stepped down after facing intense pressure to meet a 3,000-person daily arrest quota imposed by the White House. Despite the agency's aggressive tactics, the quota was never met. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Austin, Texas.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK will ban children under 16 from using social media apps like Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube starting early next year. This is NPR News live in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. Subaru and its retailers are partnering with Blood Cancer United this June to give blankets, patient care kits, and messages of hope to patients living with cancer. Learn more at Subaru.com/care. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. I bet you're awake now here on KPR, Claude T. Smith's Exuberant Dances. Colonel Lowell E. Graham of the Tactical Air Command Band. I am Destiny. It was so rainy and dreary the last 2 hours I've opened with lullaby-like music. Well, the sun came out, so I thought I should play something to wake us all up. I hope you are all doing really well. We are getting close to lunchtime. I hope you are not too hungry for food. I only provide music if you're hungry for that. So this hour, I've got a lovely Brahms horn trio at the bottom of the hour. And right now, something by Schubert that is really, really pretty, the Rosamund Overture. I say we get right into it. It's about 10 minutes and, gosh, pretty is doesn't do it justice. It's gorgeous. I hope you like it. This is with Antal Doradi and the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, Schubert's Rosamund Overture on KPR. Schubert's Rosamund Overture, Antal Doradi and the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. Who says Schubert can't rock out? Epic, epic writing indeed. I loved it. I hope you did too. I've got more epic music coming up, of course. That was a terrible segue. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Let me thank a couple of our great sponsors. As always, support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu and the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. A week of classical and jazz concerts, June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More info at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Alrighty, for all of you horn lovers out there, the horn is a gorgeous, warm instrument, and I have a lovely recording here of a Brahms horn trio for you. Richard Good at the piano, Daniel Phillips at the violin, and William Purvis on horn. Indeed, I hope you enjoy listening to it with me, now on KPR. The Brahms Horn Trio here on KPR, Richard Good on the piano, Daniel Phillips on violin, and William Purvis on horn. Ooh, do you know how hard it is to play the same note with a wind instrument, violin and wind, and brass? It's hard. It's really hard. That was a good recording. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Thank you for being here with me this morning. I'll be back tomorrow. We will hear about the Sunflower Music Festival, classical and jazz, that's coming our way. We'll talk with them. That'll be fun. And then Thursday is my birthday. I am very excited because I am going to indulge in all of my favorite music by Beethoven. I'll have other composers too, but you can be guaranteed that things like Ode to Joy and da-da-da-da will be on that playlist. I can't wait. It is sunny outside. It is almost noon. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
It may not feel like it, but right now in large parts of the U.S., it's a renter's market. The cost of rent is not going up as quickly as other expenses like gas or electricity. The reason? Supply and demand.
There's a lot of apartment buildings hitting the market all at once, and property managers are trying to fill it.
I'm Elsa Chang. We'll check in on the country's apartments on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to be nice and play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help prevent livestock in the nation's food supply. Protect livestock, that is, if only I could read, if only I had a brain. More information at k-state.edu. Jeff Watson is in with more classical music for you after the news on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. Israel